Dedicated to changing the conversation about what it means to be a mother and a woman in this day and age. I'm Amy Taylor Cabaz, author, mama, and former journalist. After spending 15 years chasing news and burning myself out trying to be Superwoman, I realized that I was chasing a dream that no longer served me. And since then, have dedicated myself to understanding the transition that we go through as women when our whole identity shifts with motherhood. Every week, I will bring you the very best insights and inspiration I can find to help us all change the way we feel about this time in our lives and create a movement that allows us to honor motherhood differently. Welcome back, mamas. This is the first podcast for 2021. There's been a little break, space for me to be with my kids, to enjoy the summer, but also space for me to process a lot of changes in my life. Changes that really began a long time ago, as the changes of motherhood continued to push me to understand myself differently. And changes that feel both exciting and sad, because that's what change is, right? We change and we grow, and with each change and with each spiral up, we leave things behind. It's part of the process, which has made me think a lot about how much what I do, how I talk about motherhood, has changed over the years. Some of you may remember, because I know some of you have been here since the very beginning, I started a blog many, many years ago now about self-care for mothers. For years, I spoke about daily rituals, being mindful, meditation, and it was really centered on this idea of trying to carve out some time for you so you don't lose yourself in motherhood. For years, people put me in the category of a mummy blogger talking about mindfulness and meditation. And yes, that's what I did, because that's what I thought the answer was. I thought the answer to how I felt, and also how all of the other mamas I spoke to every day felt, was let's just do more things for ourselves. Let's carve out. And I use that word really consciously because it used to feel like that. It would be like carving out from rock, from stone, just this little bit for ourselves. Perhaps a 3-minute meditation in the morning, hand cream before bed, once a month and catch up with your girlfriends. I used to talk about these things as if they were the secret sauce to not feeling so overwhelmed and angry. And I have to say, it did work because I'm here. It started for me with those 3-minute meditations. It started with me sitting down with the journal and asking myself questions that I ask all of you in this podcast, in my book, in my programs. How are you feeling? How do you feel about being a mother? How has your relationship changed? How do you feel about your work? Why do you think you're so angry? Do you really need to be so busy all the time? Why can't you slow down? These are the questions that I've been asking for so long, thinking that the solution to us feeling so stretched, feeling like we're not the mums we want to be, and just trying to keep our head above waters every day, I thought the answer was in self-care. But here's what's changed, along with how I've changed. I began to understand that the answer is not in us doing more and carving out a small slice of time for ourselves? The answer we're actually looking for is a systematic change in how the world thinks about motherhood and womanhood and how we define it ourselves. So much has changed in my work. I'm not interested in talking about massages and self-care anymore. I want to talk to you about who you think you need to be a good mother. I want to crack open the door to what you are telling yourself about what you need to achieve every day to be happy. I want to rip apart the assumption that just because you're a woman, you should love motherhood, find it natural and easy, and enjoy every moment of it. I want to stand on my soapbox and demand that we give women better support through motherhood. That we stop this ridiculous assumption that because she is the woman, she can do it all. I want us to talk nicer to each other and be kinder to each other and support each other's decisions, no matter what they are. I want us to let go of the stories around breastfeeding is best or this way is best, and instead know that motherhood is a spectrum. There are different ways that suit different women and families and children. I want us to throw all of the books that we've ever read about the right way of doing this out. Because only when we do that do we actually make time for that 3-minute meditation. Only then does the massage, the yoga class, the catch up with your girlfriends actually make any difference. For years, I did do those things. I squeezed in the yoga class in between work and daycare pickup. I ticked all of that off the list, and it only made me more stressed, more burnt out, and more run down, because it wasn't actually filling anything up inside me. I was still looking outside to feel better. I was still following a rule book of what I needed to do to be happy that I hadn't written myself. This is a call to arms. I know you're already doing so much. I know you're already feeling so busy. I know that it's already all on your shoulders. And I'm sorry I have to say this, but to change the way we feel, we need to start doing it ourselves. One day, maybe not in my lifetime, but I hope so, at least in my daughter's lifetime. One day, we're going to honour motherhood differently. We're going to see that what we do every day is phenomenal. We're going to rearrange our workplaces, our communities, our hospitals, our systems to support parenthood differently. We're going to embrace the different avenues into motherhood. We're going to see that motherhood is a choice we make, that we define ourselves, whether that means part-time, full-time, single, solo, gay, straight, doesn't matter. You are a parent, a mother, and this changes you. It changes what you think is important and what you prioritize. It changes your cells, your very being. It makes you question everything, and it makes you redefine what's important to you. And one day, everybody's going to know that that's the process you go through. And they will revere it. They will build structures around it. They will give you the support you need so that you can be the mother you want to be and the woman and human being you want to be. But for now, this is my invitation. It's time to start to question the rules that you're following. It's time to question that to-do list. It's time to ask yourself, is this really working for me? It's time to be brave. I know you're tired, but it's time to be brave. It's not working. Let's do it differently. What if we were to completely redefine motherhood? What if we were to throw out all those assumptions of what we should look like and how we should act and what our kids should be doing, and instead go inside ourselves My version is going to look different than your version. That's the way it's meant to be. We're not Stepford Wives here. We are awakened, wise, modern women. And we're not going to follow this path of believing we can have it all when actually behind closed doors we're in tears. We're taking the mask off. We're going to say, I've changed. Motherhood has changed me. I'm excited by that, but I'm also grieving that. And with the women around me who are also brave, I'm going to rise up out of this and be proud of who I am. Show my kids what an autonomous woman looks like. Make brave decisions. Stand up for myself. Speak clearly without anger. I'm going to feel proud, clear, calm, and ready. That's what this is about now. Matrescence is more than just the hormonal changes you go through when you have a baby. Matrescence is a phenomenal journey that begins when you choose motherhood and doesn't end. And it is an invitation to decide for yourself, what makes me happy? What values do I want for my family? What choices am I going to make? What am I letting go of? And what am I choosing instead? If you want to do this with me, come with me. Join me for a 1-hour conversation about this call to action. On Sunday, the 21st of February at 8 p.m. Australian Eastern Daylight Saving Time, I'm going to be gathering hundreds and hundreds of women from around the world for this really important conversation. Let me be clear. This is more than just making sure you do something for yourself each day. This is a reprogramming within you so you don't burn yourself out, so you enjoy these years, so you make clearer and braver decisions, and so that you're empowered in your own life to be the woman and mother you want to be. Go to amytaylorkabaz.com for all of the details. Click on my Instagram at amytaylorkabaz or go to the show notes for this podcast. And please know, I mean this when I say, it's time for us to change the conversation, the focus of motherhood. We're not going to do it all anymore. No more superwoman. Come with me and decide, no, I'm going to do this differently. Thank you for being on this path with me. Sat Nam.